Our guest on our program today, we are visiting with Andrew Collings. Andrew is Executive Director of CERTPA, the Central Iowa Regional Transportation Planning Alliance. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
The Central Iowa Regional Transportation Planning Alliance, a lot of people, they'll hear CERTPA and not real sure. Some can't even put the acronym together, right? You know how it is.
Exactly.
But CERTPA's Boone County have been participants in this, I'm guessing, since its inception.
Yeah, that's right. So CERTPA is about 30 years old now. It was created by all of the the rural areas surrounding Polk County about 30 years ago. All the cities and counties came together to create CERTPA. It is also designated as a regional planning affiliation. So the RPA program was created by the Iowa DOT, also coincidentally about 30 years ago. And it was designed to improve coordination between communities for regional and local type projects, transportation projects, I should say. CERTPA is responsible for the performance of the surface transportation system to the Iowa DOT, has a myriad of different requirements that it has to do every year. But ultimately, CERTPA is responsible for also distributing about $7.5 million in federal transportation funding. This money goes to road and bridge projects in our seven-county area, so Boone, Story, Jasper, Marion, Warren, Madison, and Dallas counties. Mm-hmm. RPAs are designed to mimic or mirror their urban counterparts because in federal code, cities over 50,000, like Ames and Des Moines, in order to receive federal transportation dollars, have to have what's called an MPO, or Metropolitan Planning Organization. Those are a little more well-known than RPAs, but both of them function very similarly. They just operate in different arenas, RPAs in rural areas, in Boone and Dallas and Story counties, and MPOs in the more urban areas.
And I know Boone has, the city of Boone actually, has representation when you guys have your meetings, your policy or your tech meetings. The county also has representation on that. And again, I'm guessing the same Dallas County, the rural part of Dallas County that's outside of the MPO, the Des Moines MPO, with Adel and stuff like that. Indianola's got representation on there. But Des Moines and Story, or Des Moines and Ames do not.
Correct. Any city over 3,000 that is also outside of the MPO area has a representation on our board, including the counties. Mm-hmm. Urbandale, Des Moines, Ankeny, Ames, Des Moines, Urbandale, Ankeny, Des Moines, they're all part of the Des Moines MPO. Ames really is its own MPO for the most part. Mm-hmm. Nevada's on the CERTPA board as well. We have a lot of different stakeholders as well. We have the Regional Transit Association, FERTA, on our board. We also have representation from Des Moines and Ames MPOs. We also have the DOT that serves an advisory role.
Well, one thing that's been going on, and that's been this activity recently, or within the last week, I guess it started, but putting together a comprehensive safety action plan. This is being done basically because there are some dollars available. They called the Safe Streets for All program, and you got to have a comprehensive safety action plan. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, we've had a series of meetings that have been going on. We do have one that's coming up in Boone. We'll come back and remind folks at the end, but started last week and just making the rounds in the areas. Like, I know you've been to Indianola, and I think coming up this week, besides Boone, you'll be in Huxley, and got another one in Story City on Wednesday. But in Boone, you're going to be here on Wednesday afternoon, 4 to 6, City Hall Auditorium, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So the Safe Streets for All program was established a few years ago. That came out of the bipartisan infrastructure law. That appropriated about $5 billion. You have to be a billion with a B, over 5 years. It's designed to provide funding, safety funding to projects to prevent roadway deaths and serious injuries. This is a program that you have to have, as you mentioned, a safety action plan. It has to be SS4A, which is the acronym for Safe Streets for All, compliant. If you looked around the country when that bipartisan infrastructure law was passed, there really wasn't hardly any compliant plans in place, so there was dollars made available two entities, cities, counties, RPAs, MPOs, to create their own comprehensive safety action plans. And luckily here in Iowa, we've had a lot of response. 97 out of the 99 counties went together to create their own safety action plan, but that only covered the rural areas, that outside of cities. So this comprehensive safety action plan that SRPTA is working on is entirely focused on the cities of SRPTA. Oh. So it only covers the streets and roads within the cities of the seven counties that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. But it is important because it is required to apply for future funding.
Okay.
So the goal of SS4A is to continue, is to continue the federal highways goal of zero roadway death using a safe system approach. And so SRPTA has hired a consultant, FHU, to implement this process. Right now SRPTA's staff is limited to myself, and this is a, is a fairly big undertaking. So we enlisted the help of FHU. They are the ones who are working a lot on this safety action plan. We're currently in the public input phase. And as you mentioned, there have been a series, and we'll have several upcoming public meetings. The reason for that is really, even though FHU, they can take the data, they can take crash data, they can take, you know, their mapping, and they can look at what the system is providing right now, but realistically, knowing what's safe and what isn't, especially at a local level, is really that local knowledge, the people that use the system every day. So it's really important that SRPTA, FHU, everybody gets that knowledge of your individual community to make sure that we're including areas in our safety action plans that when the time comes to apply for federal transportation funding, that we are actually addressing the issues in your community. So we have set up these public input meetings. You mentioned the one in Boone on Wednesday at 4 p.m. there at City Hall. We also have several other regional ones. We will be in Huxley on Tuesday at 12 p.m. That will be at the community center there in town. We'll also be in Story City also on Wednesday, a little bit earlier in the day at 12 p.m. That'll be at the public library. We'll also be in Nevada 16th at 4 p.m. That's that Tuesday. And then Adel actually as well at 12 p.m. Thursday the 18th. I think that's one of the last ones we have besides Perry, which is Perry's the actual last one at
the Farmers Davis Market, Plaza. I think, at the Josh Davis Plaza down there. So
at 4 p.m.
So
we have a lot of big upcoming opportunities for people who don't necessarily want to provide their input online or through other forums. This will have FHU staff there. They will have materials. They will have things for citizens to look at and provide input. And that input is desperately needed because we are tackling such a large area of cities. It's really important to get that local knowledge, that ground truthing of safety issues in your community.
Okay, so people will probably be wondering, I know the first question I can hear from some, does this include our smaller cities in Boone County, or is this just for Boone?
So even though cities of 3,000 or more sit on the board, we actually have our planning area, or the area that SRPTA is responsible for, includes all areas outside of the MPOs. So we will be including the
Ogden,
Madrid,
yeah.
All of those will be included.
Yeah, because I right away, one that comes to mind for Madrid is the issue with the trail and the stop signs and crossing Highway 17. I know that's been an ongoing issue for them. So
absolutely, and those will all be addressed as part of this process. We just can't hit every town swinging through our seven county area, but we are trying to hit the bigger ones and make sure that there are opportunities in other communities to provide their input as well.
Okay. So for Boone, we're talking 4 to 6. Now, these are the way a lot of these are going now, and the DOT is the one who started doing this process. Instead of just coming in and doing a formal presentation, you be here at 4 and we'll do this. It's open house. You have multiple people there. And a lot of people can carry on conversation.
Absolutely, yes. So this is a very much a open house style meeting. They're all designed to be that way. This is not something where we're coming in and talking and lecturing to you. We want to hear your input much more than you necessarily need to hear from us. So we will have staff there, mostly from FHU, to provide feedback, talk about those issues, be able to ask questions about the data that FHU has provided, that, especially the crash history, the location data, that sort of thing. It'll just be a good opportunity for everyone to just look at what's been provided and then provide that desperately needed feedback.
All right. So one thing, and I've told people as I made the announcement about this meeting coming up, again, regarding the comprehensive safety action plan, to me, anytime we talk comprehensive, we want as much public input as possible or as much input as possible to put the best ideas and the best plan forward. There's multiple ways to do this. I've got the links online at kwbg.com, the QR code, and then the story with the link in it as well. Pretty easy just to click on those. I actually just hit on them, and right away I'm at the survey page ready to go. People can do that.
Absolutely, yes. There's multiple ways of providing input. If you feel more comfortable doing that in the online version, like you said, you have the links. The links are out there. They're also available on our website, which is CIRTPA.org, CIRTPA.org. But that doesn't mean if you provide input online that you can't come to the meeting and maybe you want to give a little bit better insight into what you were thinking or why you said what you did. Feel free as anyone who wants to participate how you feel most comfortable and most impactful to you.
I think that's the big thing too is come on out again for us in Boone Wednesday afternoon 4 to 6. That's pretty easy. The weather's going to be cooler too, by the way. Just throw that one in there. But we do know that they can go to the city hall if they need handicap accessibility. You can go in the west door, take the elevator up to the second floor, and or if you want, you can just come in the front door and go up there. But it's something, and I know city officials are excited to have people come and be a part of this too, because in the long run, any ideas that come up potentially could lead to some resources to do some safety projects.
Exactly, and most likely that will be done through CIRTPA, just because each community is going to have projects, but there's a certain threshold you have to meet to be able to apply for the funding. Mm-hmm. So by being able to do a comprehensive safety action plan for the region, for the cities, and then bringing all those cities together to do one application, we're able to make sure that our cities are able to access these dollars, these desperately needed dollars, because there are safety issues all over our communities.
Oh yeah,
we think it's very important to address those, and getting that money, the access to the billing with the B, is really important.
I was going to say too that when you start doing these, the way our safety projects are being done, again, do they scale them, grade them, or is everybody else? Does so much money go to each community, or how would this work out? Do you see how do you envision this working? I guess. Once it's all put in place.
Yeah, that's something we've talked about at the CIRTPA level for a while now. I think it really just depends on the level of projects that are applied for. Each community is going to have their own needs. They're mm-hmm. going to have their own set of safety issues. So making sure that we appropriately address those through this process is by far the most important process. So I don't have a grandiose vision of how that will happen. As long as we're able to accomplish that, that's the way we'll go in the future.
And I'm guessing your CIRTPA board, probably the policy board, would be the ones that would hash this out. And people need to understand, again, the communities and the counties have participants in that.
Exactly. And, this really is supposed to be a comprehensive look at safety. So even though we are just covering the cities per se, that doesn't mean that Boone County isn't working on their own safety action plan, because they are as well. And they do overlap, so there is coordination between all of us, making sure that our plans work together to best address the issues in each of our communities.
Well, a lot of input to go wade through. Fortunately, you've got somebody that can help you do that. The meeting coming up here in Boone, once again, is Wednesday. But we want to point out people that are maybe down in the southeast part of the county, if you're want to go to the Huxley one, that's an opportunity. You could go there. If you're down the southwest part of the county, you could go to Perry. Very easy as well, too. And again, mostly it's focusing on the city-related things, but there's a lot of people that go into those communities from those corners of the county. And if you know a safety thing that you think might need to be addressed, that's a great way to go in there and at least have some input. But definitely city residents, take some time to plan to come and be a part of this.
Absolutely. We would appreciate anybody and everybody that shows up and provides their input.
All right. Andrew Collings has been our guest on the program. He is the executive director with SERPTA and Central Iowa Regional Transportation Planning Alliance. Our public meeting, and by the way, I have this again posted for you online at kwbg.com. You get see the comprehensive safety action plan region, the map that's there, and of course the big MPOs. Des Moines and Ames are not included in this. All we have are the rural areas and the smaller communities, those that are 3,000 and over. There's a QR code on there as well. Participation is going to be the big thing. And as you said, people can, if they're not comfortable doing the QR code or going online with it, come to this public meeting, take a few minutes and visit with the people that are there and let them know what your thoughts are. And that will help get a lot of information put together for that comprehensive safety action plan. Public input will be everything, won't it?
Absolutely. We're looking forward to meeting with everybody. Have had a lot of good, robust discussion already from our previous meetings last week, and really looking forward to meeting with the folks in Boone surrounding areas just to hear what they have to say.
All right. Andrew, I do appreciate you taking time to be our guest on our program today. Once again, this meeting is going to be 4 to 6 Wednesday afternoon, Boone City Hall Auditorium. That's our closest one right here. And you can use the main entrance, the front doors, the stairs there, or if you wish to use the west entrance, you could take the elevator up to the second floor. As soon as you come in the west entrance, turn left. The elevator's right there, gets you up to the second floor. If you need help, I'm guessing doing it online, I think the library might have some people that could probably help them out if they have the appropriate links and information there. But best bet would be go to the meeting and just get a chance to visit with the people that are there, get some help getting it done. Andrew, I appreciate you taking time doing this and, again, keeping us updated on what's going on with this plan and the participation of it. SERPTA, again, provides a lot of services and does a lot, covers a lot of territory, really. Something not a lot of people really understand what all's going through there, but so many dollars get funneled there for street projects in communities and things like that. It's the vehicle that gets us a lot of those public transportation dollars. So we definitely need to keep involved with it. That's the big thing.
Yep. Thanks for having me, Jim.
All righty. Andrew Collings, our guest on the program today, SERPTA Executive Director, our guest today.